Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Tripped Out with T-Mom. I'm your host, Trip, and let's get right into this, guys. We got a lot going on. So, NCAA Final Four is this weekend. You got the women's and the men's coming up. I still believe my South Carolina women's Gamecocks are going to win it all in the women's bracket. Picked them early. Men's bracket, my bracket died like right away. So who gives a shit what I said on that? But we have a couple really good games coming up. So surprise of the tournament, I believe, has been NC State. NC State came in as 11 seed. Again, they won the ACC tournament. They've been the hottest team so far coming in, other than, let's say, UConn. But NC State, you know, they caught fire at the right time, and they're playing really good ball right now. They're going to be a hard out, but unfortunately, they picked a hell of a, or they're going to have a hell of a time coming up because they got to play number one seed Purdue. Purdue has had a lot of the calls go their way this year. Referees have not called a whole lot against Purdue. So, you know, with that one, it's going to be a tough one to get into. Let's see, if I'm looking at right now, we have Purdue as the favorite, obviously. And hold on 1 second. I've got it pulled up. Purdue is 9-point favorite right now. The over-under is set at 146. Again, if I'm putting money on it, I'm going to take Purdue minus the 9 points. I just think Purdue's going to get it. I think NC State is finally going to run out of steam. But I've been saying that for the last couple weeks. So, again, who knows with that. The other game, Saturday at 8:50, is going to be Alabama versus UConn. UConn has proven why they are the one seed, why they're the defending champs, and they have been beating teams on average of 28 points per game. So in their last four games, they've beat their teams by an average of 28 points. Guys, that's freaking unheard of in the NCAA. It's just unheard of in the NCAA tournament. UConn is an 11.5-point favorite over Alabama. Guys, again, take UConn minus the 11.5. I think Alabama's had a good run. They've had a lot of close games, but I think it's over. After that, I'm, you know, at this point, I think I'm going to have to take UConn to win it all. They've obviously defended their title. They have the best team coming in. They were one overall seed, and they've deserved it. I think they're going to win it all. So let's put our money on UConn this for the tournament. Again, my tournament has not gone well for me, so take that for what it's worth. But let's take that. Also, NBA season is wrapping up very rapidly. Boston Celtics have been the team that's just been phenomenal this year. They're at 60 wins as of this recording, 60-16. They are 13 games ahead of Milwaukee, who's the number two seed in the East. Boston has just been lighting up this year. As a team, as a whole, they've just been on fire. Nothing else you can say about them. They're obviously going to be the favorites to come out of the East. And right now, they're the favorites to win it all. But you have Boston 1, Milwaukee 2, Cleveland, who's had a pretty good season. They're sitting at 3, Orlando 4, the New York Knicks at 5. Now, with the Knicks, bad news coming out today. Julius Randle out for the season. That is a huge, huge kick. It's a huge kick in the nuts to the Knicks. Jalen Brunson's been stepping up, but losing Julius Randle, who, in my opinion, is that locker room leader. He's been the guy who's been there for a while. That's going to hurt the Knicks. Miami's at 6, and then you have Indy, Philly, Chicago, Atlanta, all right there in the play-in. All those teams will make the playoffs, to at least the play-in, because everybody else has already been eliminated. So, of course, my Hornets suck as usual, but looking at the East right now, you'd be stupid not to take Boston. They're just head and shoulders above everybody. 33-3 at home. They now have home court advantage throughout the entire playoffs, no matter what happens the rest of the season. They're just that good. Boston is the best team right now in basketball. Heading over to the West, Minnesota, who just this year has caught fire And I think they've been a surprise to everybody this year. I think a lot of people said they were going to be good. I said they would be a playoff team going in. I didn't think they'd be the one seed overall, at least in the West. But you got Denver right there on their heels. They have the same record. I still think Denver is going to finish out the season number one in the West. Minnesota probably two. OKC, who has been just, they've been great this year. They've really, they're only one game back, so they can actually finish at the one seed in the West. So West is still wide open with those three teams. Then you have the Clippers, Dallas, Phoenix, New Orleans Pelicans, Sacramento, Lakers, Golden State, and there's only one other team that's still left alive, and that's Houston. But if Houston wants to get in, they're going to have to win, and they're going to have Golden State lose some. I don't see it happening. I think Houston's out. I think your playoffs are pretty much set. And I'd love to see Lakers and Golden State play in that play-in tournament. And I'd love to see Golden State win it because I'm a Lakers hater. And I admittedly say it. I'm a LeBron hater and I admittedly say it. So let's go everybody but the Lakers right now. But that's where we are with the NBA. You know, I want to get into more when we get the playoff bracket set. We'll go ahead and make our picks for that. I'll tell you what bets not to make that I'm going to make and probably lose money on. But hey, that's what we're here for, guys. We're here to make some money, hopefully. But it's always fun to lose, too. No, it's not. It's never fun to fucking lose. Anyways, but the big thing that I wanted to talk about is my nerddom. My nerddom is coming out because, ladies and gentlemen, it is WrestleMania weekend. And as a wrestling fan, this is the biggest weekend in all of sports entertainment, as they call it. But this is a huge weekend for wrestling. You have the two-night extravaganza, which is known as WrestleMania. The Rock will be wrestling his first match in, I believe, 8-9 years. So we're going to go over the card real quick. Night one, Rock and Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. That's going to be a fun one to watch because The Rock is back. Also, this has a stipulation that the winner of this match gets to pick the stipulation for night two main event, which will be Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. If the Bloodline wins, which the Bloodline is Roman and Rock, if they win, it's basically a no disqualification match. If Cody and Seth win, it's going to be a regular match. I think, basically just looking at this, I believe The Rock and Roman Reigns are going to win this first match, and it's going to be a no disqualification match. Also, if Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch, I think Rhea is going to go ahead and retain her Women's World Championship and her Continental Championship. Gunther against Sami Zayn. I'd love to see Sami Zayn win, but I believe Gunther is going to win it. I think Gunther's going to have a big year coming up this year. Then you have the brothers fighting each other, Jimmy and Jey Uso. That could go either way. I'm going to put my money on Jimmy. I'd like to see Jey win, but I think Jimmy's going to beat main event Jey Uso. Then what could be the show-stealing match of the night, as I'm trying to say, is it's called a six-pack ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. So you're going to have the Judgment Day, which is Damian Priest and Finn Balor, versus Awesome Truth, which is Miz and R-Truth, DIY, which consists of Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso Ciampa, New Day, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods. Also in that match is the New Catch Republic, which is Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, and A-Town Down of Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. Now, for those of you who are on social media and watch some of the TikToks, if you know Joey Swole, big dude who gets on there and talks about do better at the gym, love that guy. He's freaking awesome. Him and Austin Theory and Grayson Waller have gotten to a little spat on TikTok. It's been kind of fun watching them go back and forth. I could see him somehow getting involved in this, which would be awesome because Joey's a big dude. And that'd be fun to watch. Looking at this match, I believe if I'm going to pick a team right now, I'd like to see DIY win. And I think they're going to win. But a team that could surprise me would be Miz and R-Truth winning it. Also, maybe Austin Theory and Grayson Waller somehow winning it. But I do see Joey Swole getting involved with that. You have a women's match as well. Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill, who's going to make her in-ring WrestleMania debut. Dude, this chick is just, she's built like a shit brick house. Just molded. I mean, you got to see her. She's phenomenal to watch. Beautiful young woman. Amazing wrestler. They're taking on Damage Control, which is Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. I'm obviously going to stick with Jade Cargill, Bianca, and Naomi in this one. I think Jade's going to get the pin. And I could see a... I think I'm going to see a turn in this. I could see Jade turning on Bianca at the end and setting up a feud between those two. Or maybe not right yet, but I see that eventually going on as well. And Jade's going to be... she's going to be a future champion. Mark my words. This chick is just, she's extremely good in the ring. She's still a little green, but for where she's at, she's very good. And she's just built like no other woman we've seen since China, basically. Just amazing to watch. So that's, oh, nope. Also night one, you have Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom Mysterio. I see Dirty Dom and Santos winning this one. Ray, you know, Dragon Lee, it's fun and all. That can be a pretty good match, but Dirty Dom gets the win. Now, night two. This is going to be a fun one. I think night two actually has the better card. Night one, I think, you know, the big sell on that is The Rock's return. You also have Rhea Ripley as well, and then that six-pack challenge. But night two, I believe, has the best card. So you have some of the undercard. You got LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Let's see LA Knight win this one. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, which is Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins. Montez is, I think he's going to be a shining star one day. They're going against the Final Testament, which is Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain. Who cares who wins that one? I'm going to go with Lashley and the Street Profits. United States Championship, Logan Paul. Dude, this guy, not a fan of his or his brothers. They get on my freaking nerves, but I will give credit where credit's due. Logan Paul came into WWE, and I really thought, I was like, oh, here's one of these celebs. You know, all he cares about is his social media and selling shit and blah, blah, blah. Give the guy credit. He actually came in, and he's done very well. You know, as a rookie, he came in, he listened. He's done a lot. He has definitely grown as a wrestler. Again, still not a fan of his. I will never be a fan of his. I don't like him or his brother. I'm just not. I don't like what they're about. So I'd love to see him lose. But he's taking on Randy Orton and my guy Kevin Owens. I've got to go with KO on this. KO is my dude. I will always pull for KO. So hoping Kevin Owens wins this one. Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bayley. Bayley won the Women's Royal Rumble. I think she's going to win this match and win the championship against Io Sky. Then you have Seth freaking Rollins against Drew McIntyre. When I heard this match setting up, I was hoping, you know, I was like, you know, this could be good. Drew has stepped it up to the next level when it came to building this match. If you saw his vignette on Monday night, it's just been getting better and better and better. And Drew deserves this. He has earned this. I'm hoping Drew wins. I like Seth, but Drew has really... I've always been a fan of his, but here lately, man, he has taken the skill role and he has freaking stepped it up. He deserves this win so much. I hope he wins this one. I see him winning this. And then obviously the main event, as we spoke about earlier, is going to be Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Cody won the Royal Rumble for the second year in a row. This is the second year in a row that they will be fighting each other in the main event. This one I see just so, it can go so many ways. You know, do you want to go the way of Roman continuing his streak? He's been champion for 3.5 years now. You know, it's unheard of what he's doing since the 80s when Hulk Hogan had his run. Do you think that the WWE is going to go with keeping Roman as champion and trying to eclipse that Hulk Hogan title run? They could. Or do you think we're going to see Cody finish his story? I know most fans want to see Cody finish a story. I kind of want to see Cody finish a story, but I would not be completely upset if Roman wins somehow, some way, but there's a payoff later on. I do believe The Rock is somehow going to get involved with this somewhere, and there's been a lot of speculation of Stone Cold Steve Austin coming back. For those of us who grew up during the Attitude Era, or grew up watching the Attitude Era, Rock and Stone Cold were your two biggest stars at that time. Stone Cold is arguably the biggest name in wrestling. You know, you've got your Hulk Hogan's, you've got your Rock's, Stone Cold, Ric Flair, Undertaker, Bruno Sammartino. I mean, he is out there. Stone Cold is up there with the greatest ever. He took this character of the guy who wants to beat up his boss, the guy who, you know, says screw authority. And at that time, that's what everybody loved. That was that anti-hero. You know, he was that Tony Soprano type, that anti-hero that people just love to get behind. I love getting behind him. I was a huge Stone Cold fan. I was also a fan of The Rock, but Stone Cold, man, he was a different level, man. He just got to this point, and if we could get him involved, man, that'd be awesome. If you watched, if you keep up with any of his Instagram, he's been on TikTok some. But dude's been in the gym, he's been working out, and he looks like he's probably in the best shape he's been in his entire life, if not since maybe the 90s. The guy just looks ripped right now. He's shredded. Obviously, The Rock looks shredded as well. To get those two, have a moment with those two, that'd be phenomenal. There's also talk of John Cena coming back somehow. He could maybe get involved with this. And of course, you can never count out The Undertaker coming to WrestleMania at some point. So that's what we got going on. WrestleMania week is, like I said, it's a huge week for WWE. You have Access, I believe it's called WWE Live or something now, but or three, I don't know what it's called, but it used to be Access. You have the Hall of Fame with Paul Heyman, the wise man going in. So it's a great week to be a wrestling fan. This is the best time of the year for that, because you have your payoffs. You have storylines that are finally, you know, you wrap them up in a bow. You see what's going on. And then the night after WrestleMania is the biggest Raw of the year. You're going to have some NXT call-ups come out. You're going to have some free agents awesome come in. You're going to have new storylines, things like that. So this is kind of that, if you're not a wrestling fan, this is that Super Bowl time where you're going to kind of get everything, you know, lined up. And then you've got just the build-up for next year. So got big stuff coming up. I'm really looking forward to that this weekend. So that's kind of where we are in sports right now. Baseball is back in full swing. I know you can catch a lot of that on Coop's Hot Corn. We also have NHL playoffs coming up soon. Ripsaw's Pond Hockey, he's been covering that. Again, I'm going to continue to cover NBA now that we're getting into the meat and potatoes, as I like to call it, the playoffs time. This is where it really gets fun. This is where it really gets good. We're going to make some, you know, predictions, and we're going to go from there. So if you guys have anything else you'd like for me to talk about, please feel free to let me know. Email us, send us messages. You can hit us up on Facebook. We have a messenger on there. Please don't do like we've been getting scammed by these freaking people on there who are saying they're going to shut down our page for the 27th time. But anyways, I digress. But I'm really excited about this weekend. I'm excited about NBA playoffs. And as always, stay tripped up.